Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Hello and welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. This week is National Organ and Tissue Donation Week. On today's show, we hear from two families who have had to make that choice to donate their loved one's organs after they passed away. We also hear from the Alberta Health Services on the need for organ donation in Alberta. But first off, we hear about Gracie White's story. Gracie, who was someone who would always lend a helping hand, and her mom described her as someone who was always healthy. But during the COVID pandemic, Gracie became very ill, from overheating and vomiting at first, all the way to seizures, migraines, to the discovery of a tumor, and then her inability to breathe. This, of course, with constant trips to the Northern Lights Regional Health Center and to Edmonton for medical assistance. Gracie passed away last year at the age of 17. I spoke with Gracie's mom, Dawn, and heard about the experience her and her family went through during this time and what that process has been like for her and her family. Joining me on the phone here today is Dawn White. She was the mother of Gracie, who donated her organs after she passed away at the age of 17. Dawn, how's it going here today?
It's going not too bad. You know, we have our ups and downs, and we certainly are learning to live without her. So it's a new way of living for sure. But each day is a new day, and we count our blessings that, you know, Gracie was able to help other families continue their fight in being able to keep living and whatnot. And, you know, we're proud that she was able to donate her organs. And it does the heart really good knowing that, you know, she was able to save other people's lives.
I'm terribly sorry for your loss. You know, our organ donation often brings comfort into grieving families. How has this process of donation helped you and your family in this terrible grieving process?
Well, you know, I wasn't sure how this was all going to work. Like I said, I knew that, you know, we signed the paperwork. We didn't know, like I said, how it was all going to transpire. Like I said, if we could help one family or if we could help multiple families, I wanted to do this. And I knew that, you know, if she had the opportunity to speak, I knew she would want to do this too. Simply because Gracie was always that type of person who always wanted to help others. She was a bull in a china shop, and she didn't care what anybody thought. If there was something was on her mind, she let you know about it. She definitely was a force to be reckoned with. And so I couldn't look at it any other way, as in she wanted to help others. So when we looked at the donation of her organs, I looked at this is her last unselfish act, and she wouldn't want it any other way. She was an advocate for people bullying. She didn't like to see anybody being hurt. She stood up to people that would be that person who was, you know, being picked on, and she didn't care if it meant for her to get expelled from school or any of those things. She stood up for what she believed in. And like I said, this was her last unselfish act. And like I said, I got to find out she was able to donate, you know, her lung and her pancreas and her liver. And, you know, there was, you know, a dad going to get to see his children grow up, and a young boy was going to get to, you know, experience, you know, growing up and things like that. So for me, knowing that she was able to help these people, you know, keep on living, it means the world to me and our family. You know, even though she wasn't able to keep living, I know that she's looking at us saying, you know what, Mom? You did the right thing. And even though there's days where, you know, I wonder, oh, wow, did I do the right thing? Did I do, you know, in my heart, I know I did. But does the pain ever go away? No. You know, this was the year she was supposed to graduate from high school. This is her, this month is her birthday. She was supposed to turn 18 on the 29th of April. So, you know, these were all these big milestones for her. So, for me, you know, I'm not going to lie. This part hurts, but in the end, I look at all the things that are good from it as well. Is even though it hurts, it's things that I can smile and say, hey, look at what you've done for other people. And to me, that means everything, to know that she was able to help others.
With this being Organ and Tissue Donation Awareness Week across Canada, what message would you like to share with Fort McMurray and those about the importance of organ donation?
Well, my biggest thing is, yes, you can sign your driver's license to donate your organs, but the biggest thing is going on, you know, Alberta Health Services and actually signing up that way, because if you don't have, if you're in an accident or if you haven't let your family know your wishes, especially young children that, you know, hear of these stories and things like that, you know, it is so important. It only takes a few minutes to fill out that little form online. There's so many people that you can help. And I think, you know, there is such a need for people who are on all these waiting lists that, and especially, you know, people in northern communities such as Fort McMurray and other places, that if people were more aware of the situations of, you know, transplants being needed and tissue donations, that, you know, if everybody started to get on board, maybe, you know, we could help save more lives out there. So, you know, it only, like I said, it only takes a few minutes to fill out that form on the Alberta Health Services page. And like I said, you know, make people aware that this is what you would like to do. I felt it was a great thing that I was able to speak with the team when we found out that, you know, there was no coming back from what had transpired with Gracie's health. And I wish that, you know, there was a better outcome. When we were at the Stollery, you know, that at that particular week, it wasn't just our family that was having to go through it. They were having to pick up and having to, you know, consult with another family, you know, about the exact same thing in the same capacity, because we were on the PICU unit. So there were so many families that, you know, in that particular week that they had to, you know, counsel with regards to organ donation. So to me, if you already have this already noted with your family, or if you've already signed this information into the healthcare system, it does make it a lot easier for, say, families to know what your wishes are, and it makes the world a good for those people who do truly need help. And I think that because this week is knowing that if we can promote it and make sure that everybody is aware of it, people are able to understand, you know, where everybody is coming from when it comes to donating their organs or for transplants and tissues and whatnot.
Impactful stuff, Dawn. Thank you so much for your time here today on Fort McMurray Matters.
Thank you.
Before we head to break, I wanted to take a moment to recognize that due to the time constraints of our show, we are not able to air the entire interview with Dawn White on this show. I do apologize for this, but that said, it is available online on play1037.ca or wherever you get your podcasts as a standalone interview. It is an impactful story that I really do feel needs to be shared, so it's available online if you'd like to hear it. Once again, on play1037.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. Coming up next, we hear from George Huggin about his son James and his story right here on Fort McMurray Matters.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today is George Huggin. George, how's it going here today?
Real good.
That's good to hear. George, maybe tell us about James's story, if you could, as it is National Organ and Tissue Donation Awareness Week.
Yeah, so James got into a bit of an accident, and he got flown to Edmonton. And then the organ donor group came to us and kind of advised us on different options, and there's a lot of different options as far as organ donor, tissue donor, all kinds of stuff, and we basically kind of went through and decided as a family that we would he would want this. So we went through with it, and then later, afterwards, like, I don't know, a few months after, I was going through his phone and found out that he had selected on his phone that he had wanted to be an organ donor. So that was kind of confirmation, I guess, and a little bit relieving that he did actually want to do that. And then, through the, Hope, I had met his, heart recipient, and we're still talking and chatting today.
We'll get to that in just a moment here, George. Maybe just, can you share with us the impact your son's organ donation has had on other people's lives? Because there's been more than just one. I mean, I believe there's five or six.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Yeah, we haven't met. I haven't really met them, but correct. Yeah, there was, like, I think five different people, not just in Alberta, that he had helped. Absolutely. Yeah, it was a big, pretty moving to find that out.
And again, you mentioned that you met the recipient of James's heart. What was that initial meeting like?
That was overwhelming, to be honest. Yeah, it was. I don't know. It was different. It was exciting, sad. I mean, it was every emotion you can feel all at once. It was pretty crazy.
Many families struggle with the decision to donate organs. What advice would you give to other families facing a similar situation?
Really sit down, I guess, and talk it over with somebody, with your family, with the group, the doctor. I mean, it really does benefit other families, and if you can prolong a life, I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer.
And organ donation often brings comfort to grieving families as well. How has this process of donation helped you and your family in the grieving process?
Just knowing that, that he's still around, he's still impacting families' lives. Just knowing that is pretty comforting.
And organ donation can sometimes spark conversations about the importance of registration and awareness as well. Have you been involved in any advocacy or awareness since James's passing?
No, just with talking with other recipients. Friends of mine have had double lung transplant. I mean, it's really something else.
For sure. With this being Organ and Tissue Donation Awareness Week, what message would you like to share with Fort McMurray and area, really, about the importance of organ donation?
Well, it's definitely important. I mean, not only my son and the five people that he's helped that I didn't even really know, but knowing friends that have had organ donation and they're still around, it's huge. It really does impact everybody. And to get the card signed, not just say that you're going to do it, you got to do it.
For sure. George Huggin, thank you so much for your time here today. Anything else you'd like to add?
Cheers. No, just get out there and get that card signed.
Awesome stuff. George Huggin, thank you so much for the time here today.
Cheers. Thank you.
When we come back, we'll hear from Scott Gordon of the Alberta Health Services on organ donation in Alberta, next on Fort McMurray Matters.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
And we're back on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today is Scott Gordon, the donor coordinator with Alberta Health Services. Scott, how's it going here today?
Excellent. How are you?
Doing well as well. Great to have you here on the show. Scott, how important is organ and tissue donation in Alberta?
I think it's something that's very important. I think it's something that people don't necessarily think about. It's something that you don't really want to think about when you're going to die. But I think it is something that is very important to think about as far as helping others. There's a good opportunity for all Albertans to help other people at the time of their death.
Yeah, maybe talk about the immediacy of organ donation, because there are people in real need.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of people. There's currently, I think, almost 300 people waiting for organ transplants in our province. And so these people are very, very sick, and they are waiting for this life-saving organ, and if they don't get it, many of them will pass away. Unfortunately, 50 people last year passed away waiting for organ transplants.
On average, how many people would benefit from one person donating their organs?
So for organ donation, we say that about 8 people can potentially be helped. And potentially another 75 people could potentially be helped as well with tissue donation from that same donor. So many people could definitely be helped from an organ and tissue donor.
I feel like tissue donation doesn't get talked about as much as organ donation. What's that process like for tissue donation?
So it's very similar. The good thing with tissue donation is that almost anyone who passes away could potentially be a tissue donor. And so it's something that I think doesn't get as much talk about it, and it's something that actually is very important as well.
And what's the donation process like for those donating their organs? What's that process like?
So for organ donation, usually the only people that could actually be organ donors are people who pass away from brain death, or if they're in the ICU and they've had some kind of traumatic injury that results in them becoming brain dead, or people who are very close to becoming brain dead and they could potentially donate after the machines have been turned off in the intensive care. So we say that's withdrawal of life supportive therapies. And so from that perspective, there's very few people who can actually be organ donors. So we say about 1-2% of people who pass away in Alberta could be potential organ donors. The way that process sort of works is that we would obviously do everything in the healthcare system to save everybody's life. But if there gets to be a point where nothing really can be done to save this individual, then there would be discussions with the doctors and the family to determine if it would be appropriate to withdraw the life supportive therapy on their loved one. And at that time, they have the opportunity to go ahead with organ donation.
Are there any common misconceptions around organ and tissue donation, and how do you address them?
I think one of the big misconceptions is that if you sign your organ donor card, then you will just be sort of rushed down the organ donor route. But again, like I'd mentioned earlier, like the healthcare system will do everything in our power to save a patient before we would ever even consider something like donation. And so donation's really only after nothing further can be done to save somebody's life.
Obviously, a very sensitive time when it comes time to approach families about potential organ donors. How do you approach families in that time?
Yeah, you're right. It's a difficult time. Obviously, these are families who are grieving. It's a very sensitive time to talk to them about things like organ donation. It's something that I always feel very honored to talk to donor families and to talk to them about what their loved one would have wanted as far as their end-of-life care. And so it's something, you know, that is very, very difficult, but also something that is, it's a very meaningful thing for these families and for making sure that their loved one has their wishes fulfilled.
There was obviously a big boost across the country in organ donation registrants after the Logan Boulé effect. I was wondering if you could talk about that and how 6 years later, there's still that need to get registered to donate organs and tissue.
Well, yeah, I think there's always the need until everybody has made a decision. We can always keep working on awareness and helping people to understand the importance of signing their organ and tissue donor consent. Obviously, I think the big thing is for people to understand what it means and to be informed. If you want to be an organ and tissue donor, then that's excellent, and you should indicate that. And if you don't want to, it's good to be informed and to make that decision as well. And there's the opportunity to indicate your wishes either way. And so that's the important thing, is that you think about it and you either inform your family or go to the Alberta Organ and Tissue Donation Registry to indicate your wishes either way.
Yeah, how important is that conversation with, you know, your family to talk about organ donation? Because obviously it's a sensitive topic, but an important one at that.
Yeah, it's definitely something that... it's not necessarily like dinner table conversation, but I think an important part of it is it doesn't have to be something that is, I guess, it doesn't have to be grim. It's just, I guess, part of life that everyone's going to pass away at some point. And I think we can, in society, make things more acceptable to talk about. And it's definitely something that many donor families do struggle if they don't know exactly what their loved one would have wanted. They do struggle making that decision. And so I think that the importance is, if you have talked about it, then it makes it easier for your family to make a decision when they have to make a decision on your behalf. Like you mentioned before about Logan Boulé, he had mentioned to his family before that that's what he would have wanted. And so I have heard his father talk many times about how much easier it was that they knew exactly what he would have wanted.
We mentioned it a little earlier here, Scott, but how can people register to become organ and tissue donors in Alberta?
So I think the best thing to do is to go to Alberta Organ and Tissue Donation Registry. So you can get to that online, or you can go to any motor vehicle registry office and they have information about how to do that. And so when you renew your license, you can register as a donor at that point, and then there would be a little heart that says donor on your license.
Scott Gordon, a donor coordinator with Alberta Health Services. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
I think just the importance of talking with your family about what your wishes would be, whether you want to be a donor or not, then that we believe that that's fine either way, but it's important to talk to your family about what you would have wanted so that they know when they have to make that decision for you at a very difficult time. And so I just always, like I said, want to be there for the donor families and make sure that they're able to make what the decision that is right for their loved one. And so I think it makes it a lot easier if they know what that decision should be.
Awesome stuff, Scott. Thank you so much for the time here today.
Yeah, thanks very much, Ryan.
That was our show today. A big thank you to my guests today. Not an easy topic today, organ and tissue donation, but of course an important one, and glad we were able to get this show today here on Fort McMurray Matters. Another big impactful show for you tomorrow. National Day of Mourning coming up on Sunday. So on the Friday edition of Fort McMurray Matters, we do have a couple of interviews to run on National Day of Mourning. Thank you for listening to Fort McMurray Matters today. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Have yourself a great day.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this or any past episodes? Download the podcast at play1037.ca. Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.